You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. And joining me to take a look at some of those market movements is founder at Herenia Capital, Pietri Riedlinghuis. Good evening, Marmalade. Nice to speak to you again. Markets seemingly having a decent-ish day today. Wasn't the worst of days. Not too many surprises there. But I suppose consistency at this point is a welcome sigh of relief.
Well, I mean, it's a double-edged sword, Jimmy, and good evening also, I think, but it's a double-edged sword, right? So if you, I don't know, it's been frustratingly low volume traded so far this whole week, really. We saw over the last couple of weeks that volume actually picked up quite nicely on the JSE, you know, comparatively, but over this last week, well, since Monday, really, it's just been like a ghost town, right? You know, some international markets were closed on Monday, so the UK, for example, so I guess that was to be expected on Monday, but volumes just didn't pick up on Tuesday or Wednesday or even today. So it's been a bit frustrating, to tell you the truth. It feels a bit like, I guess, you know, a good way to say it would be the market's in a bit of a holding pattern. You know, we're approaching the election. It seems as though most of the big international, you know, money managers or the big international players or even the big local players, we're all just kind of sitting on the sidelines and waiting to see what the outcome of the election is going to be.
I suppose.
I think that's sort of what's happening. I don't know how else to explain what's happening. It's just, it's been very, very quiet.
Yeah, I suppose during the, historically, I mean, it's always been what, sell in May, stay away kind of thing. But it's compounded this year by the election factor that you mentioned, and not just in South Africa. I think the fact that the global picture looks very different from what it might have looked like May of last year or May of the year before that. Maybe institutional investors are sitting back saying, let's rather wait, let's rather play it safe. And I'm, the last time you and I spoke, you were saying you were sitting on cash, you were waiting for opportunities. Has that situation changed? Have you been buying up or selling up things lately, and what have you been looking at?
So we've been sort of actively in and out of the market with, I guess, shorter term opportunities, but we're still sitting with a solid, I think it's 41.7% cash in our portfolio at the moment. So there's still a huge amount of sort of dry powder on the sidelines. And what, you know, our goal at this point is just to keep the volatility as low as possible and to have, you know, capital to deploy in a positive election outcome scenario and or, you know, maintain low volatility in a negative election outcome scenario. So we're kind of sitting on the sidelines, speculating here and there, buying some stuff. So, I mean, we are actively in and out of the market just on a very small scale. Like, for example, we sold some growth points today that we've been holding for a while. Yesterday, we bought some Netcares. We sold our Sibanye position yesterday as well. We bought that sort of around 21 Rand. We sold it above 22. So, you know, it was more of a trade than a long-term investment, really. Just kind of, you know, taking the small wins where we can get them while trying to really just keep the portfolio as stable as possible.
Stability absolutely becoming a critical thing as we get closer and closer to the elections. Pietri, what are you seeing as some scenario planning for post-elections? Are there certain sectors where you might be thinking, if this scenario pans out post-elections, this could be a sector that kind of runs a little hot, or even a sector where you're like, okay, definitely not going down that route?
Well, I think it's kind of just broader. The way that we're kind of drawing the line here is between SA Inc. and commodities, right? So commodities, I think, is more driven by international, you know, international events. So what's happening with U.S. inflation, what's happening with the conflict situation in Europe, any potential conflict around Taiwan, that type of stuff. I think, you know, the Middle East obviously is, you know, the Israel situation. I think that those are the primary drivers of the commodity space at this stage. What we saw, an interesting correlation, was that, you know, last week and the week before, China had a relatively strong number of sessions. So from around mid-April to last week, Chinese markets were quite strong. And in that time, our market pumped as well, right? We had proper volume trading. We had strong commodity stocks. We had strong banks. It was a good time. Now that China's kind of slowed down a bit, we see that our volume tapering off somewhat as well, which is a bit frustrating. In the election scenario, I mean, there's really two outcomes, right? And we can debate what the coalition story is going to be and how it's going to work and whatever. I think that if we see a scenario where we have sort of a, I don't want to get too political here, right? So I'm going to try and avoid that. But let's say in the market positive outcome scenario, the banks would do phenomenally well. The sort of locals, industrials will do phenomenally well as well. So we're looking at some of the financial counters. We're looking at some of the diversified industrials. The retailers should do relatively well as well. So broad-based SA Inc. stocks, if you will. The neutral environment or the neutral outcome would be one where you have a coalition of two opposing forces. So, for example, like a ANC DA coalition, for example, that would create a situation where it would be very difficult to change policy. I would sort of say that this is probably a more leaning towards a more market positive type of outcome, right? Because you have a difficult situation with the two opposing forces, have to fight each other to change policy. It means that there's going to be sort of no immediate changes to policy. So stability, right? Even though we might see a lot of infighting and that kind of stuff taking place, it's going to be very difficult for them to make significant changes to policy and structures and things like that. So that could potentially be market positive as well. In a market negative situation, run for the hills, essentially. I think what is important to say is that any reaction that the market is going to give, whether it's positive or negative, is going to be temporary. I think what is happening in South Africa is that people like you and me and businesses are becoming increasingly independent of government. Regardless of what the outcome of the election is, this trend will continue. If you look, for example, at Eskom situation, right? Eskom is experiencing a decrease in demand. So a large part of the reason there's a bit of alleviation from load shedding is not necessary. Well, obviously generating capacity is slightly higher. I think we're probably burning an enormous amount of diesel. But also there is just less energy demand from Eskom, which is a double-edged sword because Eskom needs the revenue. So the less energy we use and buy from them, the worse it is for them. However, what's happening is that private businesses and private homes are going off grid. So this trend, I think, has started and is going to be incredibly difficult to stop. I think that the average South African household is very focused on how do we become more independent. I was, traveling around a bit, seeing some clients today, and I was at somebody's house, and they said, "Oh, sorry, the borehole people have come to drill a borehole. We have to add a second borehole to our property because everyone in our neighborhood is also drilling boreholes. So we have to go deeper to get water." So it's a good time to be in the borehole drilling business, right? But I think this shows the trend that those who can afford to do this, and this wasn't, in a massively affluent area either. It shows that people are really sort of doing what it takes to fend for themselves outside of government. So if you can't provide us with stable water, we'll make our own plan. If you can't provide us with stable electricity, we'll make our own plan. So I think whatever reaction that the market gives post-election will be relatively short-lived, right? So there might be flare-ups and, the absolute worst-case scenarios, we see an unrest, sort of political instability situation like we did in 2021. Even that won't last forever, right? At the end of the day, business will go back to business, and we are South Africans. We'll get on with it, right? So in that scenario, if the markets sell off, this is why we have 42% of our portfolio in cash, because we want to be able to buy good assets at good prices. Because at the end of the day, South African assets are still extremely undervalued. And I think that we are in a situation where now we're not necessarily pricing in the worst case scenario. We're kind of in a holding pattern. It's probably why the volumes in the market are so low. In a positive outcome scenario, the market will run really hard. So we will have to be quick to react to buy stock. If in a negative outcome scenario, market will fall really hard, it won't be too long lived, I don't think, and we'll be able to buy really good stocks at good prices.
Markets currently in a holding pattern, but value still exists and value could be even more attractive in the weeks and months to come. We'll leave it at that, Pietri. Thanks so much for those insights. Pietri Redlinghuis, founder at Herenia Capital, joining me to reflect on the state of the markets at the moment, as well as some thoughts around what could potentially drive them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.